evening. I have a wistful question.
I'm happy to be with you all once again. As I wishes you, my dear friends, I was thinking about the workings of your plan within this room. And I would like at this time to compare you to this man. You see, its energy is supplying to so many of you all of its ability. It touches not one, but many. And so too do each one of you, my dear friends, in your everyday living. You know full well that the energy which exudes from all of you touches many hearts in one lifetime. I am sure that each one of you has grown to the point of knowing when you touch another's life. What I would like to remind you of once more, my dear friends, so often the thoughts come from you, what is the purpose of this lifetime? You have journeyed far. You have gained much, but let me remind you that not every lifetime is for the purpose of the spirit that is reincarnated. It may well be that the lifetime is devoted to the welfare of others. Sometimes, my friends, you forget that this is so. You become absorbed in thinking, why does this happen? Why does that happen? Always you look for the purpose of events. When your own soul is sending you forth to bring help and comfort to another human being. I know as you think upon those words that you will see in your own lifetime these purposes. And indeed, many of you have come for unselfish reasons this time. Would you like to speak about those words I have given?
I don't
see a copy in my lifetime, I must say. Especially as I've got older.
Yes. You feel that part of you is given for another. Does anyone else feel this purpose of life?
Yes, I do, also, to an extent. Now I'm beginning to.
Yeah,
not before, but I am. Through your teachings, make me thinking. It's made me think a little bit more differently.
Yes, I can give them in various directions to other individuals, and looking around at other people, there is also the possibility of giving to the state and giving to the world.
That is always the purpose of any soul, that the whole of the energy in this world is given to the whole of the planet. You cannot exist upon this earthly existence without giving outwards to all who exist with you. I would like you to think a little more deeply about the existence of this planet. Not only your existence and why you are here. Not only how you have touched the lives of those you have met, but what purpose you serve for the whole of humankind. To do this, my dear friends, you must think more widely. To do this, you must open your hearts and you must be truthful to yourselves. That is not an easy task. Indeed, it is the rare human who can look inwards and truly see for himself what he is about. But I am asking you this time, my dear friends, to think more deeply about not only your purpose here, but the purpose that you have brought for the unity of the whole planet. Are you prepared, my friends, to try to ponder upon this aspect of yourself? If you are not ready, I understand. But I feel the time now is right before you, all of you, to go much deeper inwards, to understand the energies within yourself, and how they interact with all other energy on this planet. I will leave that with you.
Talk about that next time
you need. So I couldn't help thinking about particularly wonderful individuals like William Shakespeare, who wrote such beautiful wisdom, and which has been translated into many, many languages, and his plays are still acted on stage, and the energy of that play seems to go out to the audience. And it seems to me is a particular example of how energy spreads exceedingly widely.
His purpose was with his words. That indeed was his energy. That is the way I would like you to try to deduce how each one of you has opened up and allowed your energies to go forth. You do not have to have a name that is recognizable to all. After all, within your world, there are many who have always been unknown to the mass, but whose energy itself is purity and love, and is spread in many directions. So, do not narrow down your views of what energy can do. But I thank you, sir, for your example, because it is a good one. Are there any questions? You are all stunned for silence.
Mine wasn't a question, I was just thinking that you could affect a lot of people just by this ripple effect. If, for example, if you just smile at somebody one day, they could be feeling unhappy.
Yes.
So that makes them happy, they do the same to the next person, and so it carries on. So in that way you can influence people just by a simple action.
Yes. You see, already your mind and heart is working along the right lines. Continue to think about those words, and we will discuss it more fully next time. It is a stepping stone in each one of your development. It is imperative that as we go each step of the way, slowly, that the understanding that you have becomes greater. This is what we are trying to achieve.
May we ask general questions?
Yes.
I'd like to ask, I'd like to mention that there have been reported light signs. We've talked about the signs of crop circles, but there seem to have been signs in light which have appeared around the world, many countries, consisting of a circle with a cross in the centre. And the signs in light appear on pavements and on walls. As a symbol, it's a very ancient symbol, I believe, which represents across humanity and the circle as the universe, and the four quarters as the four elements and the beings that look after those elements. It's a very ancient symbol from our past, but it's reported to be appearing in many countries at the moment. Would you have anything to say about the significance of the light signs?
I do, but you have already given what I would have explained to you. Therefore, for those words, I thank you. What I will say to you is this, that light symbols have always existed since mankind has walked this earth. Light symbols have appeared on stone, on mountains, on water, in air, in fact, on all elements of existence. These symbols are not new, but they have been resurrected, if I may use that phrase, at this time. And it is not new, it has been happening for some considerable time. It is happening at this time because mankind needs to return to the basics of what living is all about. Your explanation explains the symbol. This is what mankind needs to understand.
So the silence at this time would be a reminder for us.
Yes.
Yes. And would the light beings be producing them?
Always, the light beings are the masters of this universe.
Yes.
You understand? I will speak a little more in detail when I speak to you about the pyramids. Because there, my dear friend, is a prime example of when these light symbols were used. I will say no more this time, but I will elaborate for you when we have the evening about the pyramids.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that's nice to know.
I hope it is enough for you this time. But these signs are not new. They have been given from times past.
This is wonderful. Yes, I didn't realize, so they went back forever. I thought it was something fairly new, but thank you for explaining that.
They are new to the people of existence now. But new, what is new?
Do you take some more questions?
If there are more.
Any more questions at all? Do you want to ask about your mother, Graham?
Oh, yes. My mother has expressed an interest in coming to the group. Would it be okay for her to come sometime in the next month or two?
Of course.
Thank you.
Yes. Provided all are happy and our dear lady friend is happy to accept, then please do accept anyone who bears an interest.
Yes.
I will soon speak with you if I find there is anyone to be unsuitable.
Thank you. It's doubtful that we should get anyone unsuitable if they are impressed or wish to come.
If they are communicating with each one of you within this room, then let me say that their light will be impressed by you.
Yeah.
but there are always those who are out to deceive, and their energy and light can be quite strong. That is why it is necessary for me to say sometimes, yes, if I feel someone is not suitable. They can bring no harm to you, but they can disrupt your energies. Do you understand?
Yes.
I will leave you this time. I feel there is more than enough for you to think about. And I will say only this, that as we continue to work together, I feel your strength, I feel your joy, I feel your love. For this we are eternally grateful. Now, to continue, let us bring close once again those who stand by you, who wish to lose you. Please open your hearts to them, because, my dear friends, they come only to help you in your development.